Hi, Phil Swift here for Flex Tape.
Hello, everybody. Today I will be discussing the topic of immigration and the immigration of Ethiopia so well that you will know everything about migration in Ethiopia in general.
People of Ethiopia are very mobile, and this is known because they are able to leave the country with relatively few problems or restrictions, and people can internally migrate with relatively few restrictions as well. But one problem is that some transportation systems like buses and trains have been breaking down. According to PewGlobal.org, Ethiopia currently experiences more immigration than emigration. The country that produces the most immigrants into Ethiopia is Somalia, and following them is South Sudan. The country that is receiving the most immigrants is the United States, and following them is Saudi Arabia. Due to the social and economic condition of Ethiopia, it's in the second stage of the demographic transition model. During this stage of the demographic transition model, a massive movement from countryside to cities occurs. And as a community experiences the process of modernization, there is a rapid rate of natural increase. And internationally, there is a high rate of emigration, although the total population number is still rising. Ethiopia is experiencing emigration because people are being forced out of the country due to famine, natural disasters, and drought, among other things. Also, people from other countries could have been forced into the country due to the same reasons. Currently, there are an overwhelming number of immigrants coming to Ethiopia due to immigrants wanting to get to other countries, and there's a lot of rural to urban migration in Ethiopia. Some people are leaving the country for better economic opportunities in other countries, or because they may have lost their homes in Ethiopia and they have no place to go. In the last 200 years, there's been a lot of migration into and out of the country, according to statistics by PewGlobal.org. While people in Canada have been moving westward, the people in Ethiopia have been being forced to move all over the country. People in Russia have been moving because there are more raw materials in the remote parts of the country, and the government has been forcing them there, while the people in Ethiopia aren't being forced by the government, but they're being forced by natural causes. People in China are voluntarily moving to other parts of the country for better job opportunities, but people in Ethiopia are being forced to move by natural disasters, famine, disease, and among other things. People in Brazil are indirectly being forced to move by the government because the government moved the capital of Brazil to the middle of the country, so people that were living on the coast would move inland. But people in Ethiopia are being forced to move because of disaster, not because of the government. All the interregional migration in Ethiopia is being encouraged due to famine, poverty, and natural disasters, among other similar problems that cause people to have to move to a different place. Right now, there's a lot of internal migration occurring in Ethiopia due to people losing their home from natural disasters, disease, famine, among other similar problems that are forcing people to move for a better life somewhere else in the country. Job opportunities is one of the largest pull factors in the world. For Ethiopia, a lot of the external migration is due to people trying to find a better life in a different country because of the problems that are occurring in Ethiopia right now. Some people in Ethiopia are leaving the country for better job opportunities, and this is a pull factor. They also might be leaving so they can have a better life in a different country. Remittances has become an extremely important source of foreign exchange for Ethiopia. The money sent by Ethiopian migrants helps to improve the lives of families receiving the money, as the money is spent on education, healthcare, housing, etc. People between the ages of 20 and 24 are the most common migrants to see from Ethiopia, and while the majority of these immigrants are men, about 40% of those migrants are women. Currently in Ethiopia, there is an increasing number of illegal immigrants into and out of the country. For instance, of the 14,000 Ethiopian immigrants into Lebanon, only about 5,000 went through the agency while the rest illegally immigrated. Ethiopia does not currently have any political policies that limit migration. The general public is currently okay with immigrants due to the fact that there are so many IDPs that immigration might actually help the people that are displaced there. Ethiopia doesn't have any walls or fences around their borders because there aren't any policies that are preventing immigration, and as of right now, Ethiopia is welcoming immigrants with open arms. Ethiopia has been having problems with brain drain because people with higher educations are leaving the country, and it's affecting Ethiopia, making it so there aren't as many skilled workers to work in the higher industries to boost their economy. Ethiopia is allowing guest workers as they recently lifted the ban on domestic workers moving overseas because there are laws in place to prevent discrimination. Thank you for listening to my podcast, #swag, buy my merch. Thank you for listening.